You're listening to The Jake Asmon Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmon.
We continue here on SB Nation Radio. Jake Asmon, of course, hanging out with you. Lots still to get into here as we continue to talk about the first of two Game 7s in the NBA playoffs today. Earlier, of course, Portland went into Denver to take down the Nuggets 100-96, storming back down 17 points, giving you a quick update on the other Game 7 in Toronto. 6:49 to go until the half. Toronto was up 6, 31-25 over Philly. But let's talk about the first Game 7 of the day as we'll head out now to our Progressive Insurance Hotline. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. And let's welcome on a man I went to college with, but more importantly, someone that does a great job covering all things Denver Nuggets for Denver Stiffs of SB Nation. Brendan, appreciate your time today, buddy. Brendan Vogt with us. How are you, man?
Jake, I'm well, brother. Always got time for a fellow Bomber, man.
No question. Yeah, no question about that, man. So I know, obviously, you've been with this team all year, so let's kind of just start with your big takeaways as you watch this game unfold, and obviously Portland had a remarkable comeback down 17 to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, hats off to Portland, right? What a series, what a season for a team that I think a lot of people saw as having a hardly defined ceiling, especially after that Jusuf Nurkić injury. So not a team a lot of people saw as able to win a championship, and yet here they are in the Western Conference Finals. So hats off to them. From the Denver perspective, it's tough, Jake, because this team won 54 games. This team had such an incredible season, and they're just a few plays away from the Western Conference Finals. So they got a taste of that, and everyone wishes that they had made that final leap. But you have to hold perspective and realize this is a team that made its first playoffs in 6 years, first time they've advanced this far in 10 years. Jamal Murray is 22, Jokic is 24. So this is just the beginning for Denver, but it's the end of the season, and it just feels that way now for everyone. So a little bitter taste in the mouth.
Brendan, when did this game change for Denver here? They have the lead. They're playing great. Obviously, Damian Lillard for Portland is struggling, not playing well at all. What changed in this game? Can you pinpoint a moment or a couple of sequences in this game where it changed and Portland was able to find themselves?
Yeah, well, obviously, just in terms of big chunks, the third quarter was pivotal, and Denver had really done a lot of damage in the third quarter in this series that obviously didn't go their way this time. To watch that lead disappear that quickly and to grow for Portland was really deflating. But there was a fast break in the second half, Jake. At this point right now, fresh off all the interviews, I'm not sure I could give you a timestamp, but there was a fast break in which Jamal Murray had an open, seemingly open layup. C.J. McCollum came up and swatted it away. And then Denver had numbers. They got the offensive rebound, but Torrey Craig put up a contested three in the corner, a pretty ill-advised shot. And for me, that was the pivotal moment. That was the moment where you saw, you know, just sort of the ill-advised decisions that Denver's prone to occasionally. Some of the inexperience sort of show up. And at that point, that layup for Murray would have been so huge to cut it back to, I think, a two-point game deep into the second half. And, of course, you get nothing out of it. So that's the play that sticks out for me beyond the 15 daggers that C.J. McCollum hit in the fourth quarter. That dude is insane.
I mean, I want to ask you about that as we're talking with Brendan Vogt, covers the Denver Nuggets for SB Nation's DenverStiffs.com. He, of course, joining us on our Progressive Insurance Hotline. I mean, you mentioned McCollum, you know, Brendan being there, seeing that in person, and I could speak to this watching Curry here in Houston the other night with what he was able to do. I mean, watching that in person, just how incredible of a performance was what C.J. McCollum was able to do in a must-win Game 7 on the road.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words, Jake. He was incredible. He was, I thought, their best player all series long. No disrespect to Dame, but it was CJ who stepped up and made some really, really tough shots with some quality defenders on him and Gary Harris and Torrey Craig. And those fourth quarter shots, Jake, I mean, the thing about CJ is it's not like these come out of the flow of the offense, right? Or he's creating easier or simple offense for his teammates. This dude just hits contested shots. This dude just hits fadeaways in your mouth. And his ability to sort of shift his own speed and his own pace and get himself into rhythm when he's on ball. He does not need a lot of space to create to get his shot off. You were thinking he'd miss at least one of those down the stretch. I think he missed one. They needed him to miss two. He looked like prime Michael Jordan, man. That was an incredible performance for CJ.
Brandon Vogt with us here on the Jake Asmund Show, SB Nation Radio. We're on till 9 Eastern time tonight, talking about, of course, the Game 7, the first of two, Trailblazers and Denver Nuggets. Portland wins the game and the series. They won today's Game 7, 100-96. And, you know, to me, what was so fascinating about this series was the fact that going into it, Brendan, Denver had the best home record in the NBA, and here come Portland, yeah, winning not one but two games in this series on Denver's home floor.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, the funny thing about a team so young like Denver, we had that large sample size of how dominant they were at home over 82. And it really did get to the point in that second half of the season. I can tell you that when the media gathered pregame for a Nuggets home game, we basically all just had a Nuggets W on the board. I mean, it was at the point where if you came into this building, you had to be prepared to lose. Obviously, they lose game one to San Antonio in round one, and dropping two to Portland in round two. I think that's just the youth, the inexperience. That home court advantage doesn't have quite the same effect when you're, I guess, as scrambled is the word I would use for some of their younger guys. Sometimes you can get too high, you can get too excited. And I think we saw that from guys like Jamal Murray in these playoffs. So, yeah, really, really impressive stuff from Portland. But that Denver home court did not show up in the playoffs. And to your point, it was ultimately pivotal.
Brandon, before we talk about the future of this team, and you hit on it at the top, how, hey, this is the first time they've made the playoffs in 6 years. They won 54 games in the regular season. Do you think once fans kind of get over this for a couple days, and you're never going to forget it if you're a real fan, but, you know, once they sit back and look at this season, how do you ultimately think this year's Nuggets team is going to be remembered?
Yeah, that's a well-framed question, Jake, because that's exactly where we're at right now. The fans, they're feeling the disappointment right now, but I think give them a week, they'll look back at this team and this season as really the season when Nuggets basketball became fun again. I mean, when I moved here, Jake, there were no Nuggets jerseys, no Nuggets games on at bars. No one was talking about the Mountain About, but there's some real cultural momentum now. The Nuggets are fun again. The Nuggets are relevant again. And it's funny, in this sort of title or bust NBA world we live in, I think a lot of stuff has been overlooked and underappreciated. And I can tell you that winning 54 games, making it to the second round, a game away from the Western Conference Finals, that's not bust. That's not nothing to this team, this city, and their fans. Hopefully it's the start of something new and the start of a new day for an organization that's never been to the finals. So these fans are hoping, fingers crossed, that this is the golden era of Nuggets basketball. But that's hard to keep that perspective when you're fresh off of a 17-point lead blown at home in Game 7.
We're spending a few minutes here over the phone on our Progressive Insurance Hotline with Brendan Vogt. Covers the Denver Nuggets for SB Nation's DenverStips.com. And you can follow Brendan on Twitter for all his coverage at BVogt, V-O-G-T, 422. You know, looking ahead now at kind of this offseason for Denver, what are they going to try and do to get better? What has to happen? Is it as simple as, hey, we're a young team, we should improve naturally moving forward? If you're the GM, what type of changes or what would you look to do to try and take the next step if you're the Nuggets?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jake. They're in a weird place because you mentioned their youth, so this is not a team that's going to feel a lot of pressure to make changes. This is not a team that's going to feel like they have to blow this up because they lost the Game 7. But this is a team that's going to have to look in the mirror and realize that as good as they were this season, they were not title contenders. They were not real title contenders. So for a team like Denver that's never been able to get the big-time stars, the guys like Kawhi or Kevin Durant or whoever it may be, it will come down to those moves in the margins. A big decision to keep an eye on will be the Paul Millsap contract. He's entering the third year of this deal, but there's a team option on that third year for about $30 million. So my expectation is that Denver will decline that deal and try to negotiate a cheaper extension with Millsap. But this is particularly relevant because if this team loses a defender and a veteran like Millsap, they will take a step backwards. But if they pay him too much at his age, they could plateau, and they could force themselves into a tough situation financially. So that's the big decision I'm looking at for now. Other than that, I expect them to mostly run this thing back. And then, of course, you have the wild card factor of what does Michael Porter Jr. look like next year? So hopefully for Denver, that's sort of their star addition, because they're definitely a stud on the wing away from really contending for a title.
Brandon, before I let you go, you've seen Golden State play multiple times in person this year. You obviously watched Portland up close. Give us your thoughts on how you kind of see unfolding the Western Conference Finals now between Portland and Golden State.
Yeah, obviously the big question there is what does Kevin Durant look like? How healthy is he? Assuming he comes back at some point in this series, Jake, I'd be surprised if this went more than five games. I think talent disparity-wise, with all due respect to Portland, who obviously just came into Denver and took care of business, I would look at this like a sweep. But given the Durant injury and given Golden State's sort of, I guess you could say they're prone to mental lapses in focus, sometimes they don't turn that switch till their backs are against the wall. So they may drop a game, maybe two, to Portland. But I think we all know what to expect from this series, Jake. Golden State's going to roll.
Brandon Vogt joining us here on SB Nation Radio, covers the Denver Nuggets for SB Nation's Denver Steps. Brendan, go Ithaca Bombers. Appreciate your time tonight, man. And I know you got a lot of work coming up covering this team, so we appreciate it.
Go Bombers. Thanks for having me on, Jake. Appreciate it.
Brendan Vogt with us on our Progressive Insurance Hotline, of course, brought to you by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Coming up next, an update in Toronto and Philly. We'll keep you up to date, give you a breakdown on what has unfolded in that game and a lot of other things still to hit on here. Don't go anywhere. It's Jake Asman with you. You're listening to the Jake Asman Show, Sunday edition of the program here on SB Nation Radio.